Welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility for determining your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest and God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective member on this path as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory be to God. Once again, hey, it's that time of the week. It's that hour for me. Well, I think it's the most exciting hour of the whole week for me. Gives me this awesome opportunity to come and share with you all the kingdom ministry of God. I always say this, and I say this because it's in my heart. The Bible says, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. And it's a tremendous honor to serve such distinguished people like you all, such kings and queens, such mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, a glorious church, a victorious church, a church without a spot or a wrinkle. Now let me tell you something, man, that's the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I promise you, he building that church. And he building that church exactly, man, the way it's designed to be built. And he doing it, not by power, nor by might, nor by our works, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Is he doing the work? We said it in a few broadcasts last, our Father is the source of everything. Jesus Christ is the material. The resources, all the material that God needs to accomplish anything that he wants. Holy Spirit is the master contractor. He the one that doeth the work. He the one that take the material, Jesus, the word of God, that comes from the source, our Father, which art in heaven, where our resources are, in heavenly places. And he take and he create that in our lives. That's what the scripture meant when it said, let us make man in our image. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Listen, the Holy Spirit is the one who's at work in the earth today. You need to be aware of him just as much aware of him and his role in the scene as you are of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He the one put the icing on the cake. He the one that finished the product. He the one that bring into manifestation the glory of God. Notice the top glory of God is when, boy, I'm talking about the word of God is being manifested in our lives. I'm going to say that again. When the word of God is not just in our heart and our mind and knowledge and sense knowledge and even revelation, but when it's manifested, when we become, man, the living word, and instead of, showing the people, the Christians of the Christ, we show them, boy, the Christ of the Christians. Perhaps that's why other religions can compete with Christianity, or true Christianity. Because we try to show them the Christians of the Christ instead of showing the world the Christ of the Christians. The Bible says, behold, I show you a mystery that's been hidden from ages and ages and ages, but now it's being manifested. What's that mystery, Arthur? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Say that again. Christ in you, temple glory. The anointed one and everything that he's anointed with, man, you know.
Hallelujah.
Been manifested in our lives. Not just, you know, in our life, being manifested in our lives. With good works. What kind of good works, man? Works that destroy the works of the devil. What's the work of the devil? Keep you from the knowledge of the truth, keep you from finding out who you really are. It couldn't stop you from being saved, but it tried to stop you, man, from finding out all about all your benefits that you have. You know, most of us, if you're not careful, we just operate in liability. We just have liability insurance. You know, you're saved and you're protected from, you got fire insurance. You're protected from the fire. You ain't going to hell. But you don't know about that full coverage. That's full coverage that's available, too. And listen, the same man, the same one who paid for the liability paid for the full coverage, too. You don't even have to pay for it. It's already paid. So why just accept the fire insurance and the liability when full coverage is available? Full coverage.
Dear Lord.
The fire insurance or liability protect, you know, the other person's interest. You know, if you just got liability on your vehicle and you get in an accident, man, it'll fix the other person, but your vehicle be lost. But if you got full coverage, well, it'll fix yours too. It'll fix everything wrong with yours too. That's what God wants us to have, man. Not just liability, but full coverage. So that, man, we can go on to receive the end of our salvation, which is the salvation of our souls. Listen, we saved. We're being saved, and we shall be saved. You're already saved. Like I said, you already got liability. We're being saved. Well, we're adding full coverage on to it, if I can say it in that way. But, man, I'm talking about, man, you know, total insurance, covered in every area. Covered. Covered in, not just from going to a devil's hell, but covered in every area of life. Covered. Full coverage. Well, that's what's available to us, you know. But you know what that said? That's in the kingdom of God. That ain't in the world. That ain't in our religious rituals or ceremonies or sacrifices or even our Christian programs, our Christian services. All of that's a part of it. And all those things are warranted and things that we need to operate in. But I'm talking about what I'm talking about is, man, that's in the kingdom of God. Full coverage. See, out here operating in our priesthood, you just got liability. But over in the kingdom, when you put your crown on, you got full coverage. The Bible said it this way, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I'll say of the Lord, he's my refuge, he's my fortress, he's my God, and him I put all my trust.
Hello.
That's the secret place.
Oh, Lord.
Boy, I tell you, sometimes I get overwhelmed when I think of his goodness and when his word get the flowing through me and all the different things, you know, that go across my mind as the Spirit of the Lord just minister to us through this broadcast. Well, I'm going to say this right here. Boy, our eyes have not seen and our ears have not heard, nor has it entered into our hearts, boy, who we really are and what we really have and what we really can do. In reality, in the natural, you know, just the way it's seen in the natural, hey, we living far below our rights and privileges as children of the Most High God. Far below it. We living like mere men and mere women, man. All the time, man, we the sons and daughters of the Most High God. The Bible says, yet we dying like mere men and mere women. And all the time, boy, I'm talking about, we created in the image and likeness of the Most High God. We created just like him. You just like him. I don't care if you ain't never heard that, your people don't preach that to you and everything else. I told you, I just kind of to share with you the kingdom ministry of God. The kingdom ministry of God is a little bit different. It's God's original man plan and purpose for your life. It's not God permissive will. It's God's perfect will for your life. And boy, that's what God had going on in the garden. In the beginning when he was talking with Adam and Eve in the garden, man, unbroken fellowship. He wasn't talking with them, man, then the way he started talking to mankind after, man, they ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. When God started talking to them after they ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he started dealing with mankind according to his permissive will. Over in the Garden of Eden, in Genesis 1 and 2, he was talking to them about his perfect will. That's what kingdom ministry God brings to you. God's perfect will for your life. Healing is a provision. God's perfect will for your life, that sickness and disease don't even come near your dwelling place. That's a perfect will. His permissive will is that I'm the Lord thy God and I heal thee. You know, lay hands on the sick and they shall be and they shall recover. Hey, you know, his perfect will is that you don't never get sick. And let me tell you something, boy. Everything that God is doing, man, in your Bible, man, from Genesis chapter 3 all the way through the end of that Bible, man, is to get you back into his perfect will for your life. Even, man, when he was operating with mankind according to his permissive will. A lot of things he had to permit to happen. It wasn't what he wanted to happen, but he can't violate his word. He already said some things in his perfect will, and he can't violate that. You know what he said in his perfect will for your life? In his perfect will for your life, know what he said? Let them, who, you and I and all mankind, have dominion over all the earth, over everything in their lives on the earth. Let them. Say that again. He said, this is perfect will. Let them be the rulers in the earth. In every area of their life, every circumstance, situation, and symptom, man, that approaches their life, that come into their life, let them have dominion. Oh, let them have rulership, kingship. Let them have authority. Let them reign in life. That's your kingship. Let them rule. Let them reign. That's what a king is. That's what a queen is. A ruler. One just in a female body, one in a male body. But it's simply a ruler. Let them rule in life. That's his perfect will for your life. Let them. Listen, he excluded himself out of there. So a lot of things that he had to permit to happen, man, you know, is because, man, he gave us dominion in the earth. So he can't come in and start usurping authority and dominion in the earth over us, man, you know. If he did that, he'd be violating his word. That's what prayer is. Prayer is giving God legal right and the legal permission to interfere in the affairs of our lives here on earth. I'm going to say that again. When you return God, God got to watch over his word. And when you return God's word to him, he got to watch over that to perform it. So when you pray, man, you're giving God, man, legal right and legal permission to come in and interfere in the affairs of our lives here on earth. Otherwise, he can't. Why? Because he gave us dominion. He gave us authority. He gave us kingship. So through our prayer, when he instituted prayer to the church, through the prayer, then, man, we give him, man, legal right and legal permission, legally. I'm talking about in the course of heaven. Legal right and permission to come in, man, and interact with us and be a very present help in our time of trouble. Oh, Lord. Let me share some scripture with you. Let me read something to you. I was on my way up here, you know, and I was just praying in spirit and just meditating, you know, in the word. Like I always tell you, I don't have any pre-planned messages. You know, I just meditate in the word. I've studied and studied and studied and studied and studied. And I do like what God told Josh. He said, Josh, don't let the book of the law depart out of your mouth, but meditate in it day and night so that you could observe how to do according to that that's written therein. And then, indicating that not until then, and then thou shalt make thy way prosperous and thou shalt have good success. But he told him, man, hey, speak my word. Don't let it depart out of your mouth. Meditate in it day and night. That's what I do, man. I've been reading and reading and reading for a long time. You know, now, man, I just sit back and I just meditate. I just think about it. I just ponder it. And as I do that, man, you know, it's like a cow when he eat food all day long, you know, and we eat, and then in the eating time after he done ate the grass and everything all day long, then he go lay down in the cool of the evening, and the Bible say, and what he do is start cutting. He start chewing it, and he regurgitated, and every time he regurgitated, man, it come up, man, then he swallow it, man, and then he chew it a little bit more, it come back up, he chew it again, then swallow it, man, you know, they call that cutting. But every time he do that, man, that cow becoming prime beef, because every time he regurgitated and bring it back up and chew it, man, it's becoming a part of him. 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 And it's turning him into, from a mere cow or a little cow that he was, into prime beef. Better to be eating good food. Hallelujah. Well, you might not realize it now, boy, but the gospel of the kingdom is the greatest story ever told. It's the grand finale. It's the greatest story ever told. It's the best food that you can eat. Out of all the food, the Bible says, Jesus, I'm the bread of life. But let me tell you something, boy, the best part of that bread that you can eat, man, is, man, what he said, what he preached. Thank God for what Moses said and Joshua said and Abraham said and Isaac said and David said and all the Old Testament characters. But listen, the greatest of all of them, man, was John the Baptist. But the Bible says the least one of you in the kingdom of God is greater than John, greater than all the Old Testament prophets. They look forward to the kingdom coming, man. The kingdom already came in our day and time. They look forward to Calvary. We look back at Calvary. It ought to be easier for us to follow Jesus than when he told the disciples to come follow me. They didn't know, man, where he was headed at. You and I, they didn't know, man, that he's going to end up, man, right back at the right hand of the Father, seated in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers and dominions and might, with all power, with all authority, with all dominion, even the authority and dominion and power that Adam gave to the devil, man, he took that back, man, and said, I got all power. Then he stood on the bow of the universe and said, all power is given unto me, heaven and earth and even under the earth. I got power over death under the earth. Then he said, man, to you and I, man, here, it belongs to you. I'm going to get back your stuff. Now you start having dominion and authority and power in the earth. You get back into what God's perfect will for your life, world, man. And you start operating, man, from there. You start living from there. You start living right, man, you know. You start living holy. And you start living, man, you know, like you ought to live. What holy, man? Holy, living like God, ruling and reigning in life. Not just having church and being a good Christian and hope you make it to heaven, man, when you die, man. No, I'm talking about, man, being as sure, being knowing that you know that you know that you know that you are as sure for heaven as if you was already there. What you mean? I'm talking about, man, being saved. If you ain't saved, you need to, man, receive your salvation. It's a gift. Quit trying to earn it, man, and receive it. And then when you receive it, then start living like it. See, it's hard, man, if you're trying to live like it, man, to earn it. Because you trying to listen, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, man. You ain't going to never make it that way because you're going to fall. You have this treasure, but it's in earthen vessels. And the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. It's a process going on. The old man is dying day by day, and the new man is being renewed day by day. If you're doing like what I said earlier. If you're putting the word of God in your mouth and you're meditating in it day and night, and you learn how to observe, man, to do according to what it say. Listen, if you're not careful, you'll be trying to do according to what Moses said, man, instead of what Jesus Christ said. Thank God for what Moses said, man, and what the Old Testament prophet said. The Bible says in time past, God spoke to us through those guys, man. But in this day and time, man, he's speaking to us, man, through his son. He's speaking to us. In those days and time, man, God was speaking his permissive will through those guys. In this day and time, man, what he's speaking through his son is his perfect will for your life. And his perfect will for your life is that you are a ruler, you are a king. And, man, you know the heavens belong to him and the earth is your territory. And what your assignment was, what your mandate was to colonize earth with heaven. What you mean by that, Arthur? Start living on earth as if you was in heaven. How, Arthur? Line upon line, precept upon precept. How? Being born again. What you mean? Coming into the kingdom of God like a little bitty baby. Being born again. How? By the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of God's word, man, to your life. You got to start seeing it as it is in truth, man. It's the word of life. And that's not just just any words. You know, it's the word of life. It's the word of life. I'm not talking about, man, natural life and human life, man. I'm talking about Zoe life, the God kind of life. Life the way God lives and life the way God intended, man, for you and I to live, man. Not in the beginning, man, or not after they fail, man, or not how they're supposed to live after they fall, man. You know, that was God's permissive will to do this and that until I can come into the earth to provide a covering for you, man, and cover up all your sins. Now you can come on back into, man, Genesis chapter 1 and my perfect will. What's your perfect will, Arthur? That you just like me. That you created in my image and my likeness. That you the head and not the tail. That you above and not beneath. That you blessed and everything that you put your hand to is blessed. That no weapon formed against you can ever prosper. That by the stripes of Jesus you are healed. That you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. That ain't no weapon formed against you, man, can ever prosper. Not even death can't prosper. Lay down this body here and pick up another. Lay down this old corrupted, it's sown in corruption, man, or it's buried in corruption, but it's raised in incorruption. It's sown a natural body, it's raised a spiritual body. Hey, Lord. Like a boy, I'm talking about, listen, and this ain't got nothing to do with you. Oh, well, let me say it. Let me help me, Holy Spirit. It's all about you. It has everything to do with you, but it ain't you that do the work, man. You know, it's the Father that do the work. Jesus said, my Father work and I work. He the one doing the work. And then, man, when he do the work in us, he want us to join in with him and help him, man, accomplish what he doing. That's why I say you go to God in prayer. Your first petition is not what you want God to do for you, but you go to God and say, Lord, what can I do for you? We got it back. We go to God and tell God what we need him to do for us. And that's in there. That's when he said, give me this day our daily bread. But he said something before that. We're not careful. We go to God. We don't even, man, acknowledge who he is and where our resources are. And don't give him praise or nothing. We just go to God and tell him, man, you know, what we want him to do for us. And we mean well. Got good intentions. That's why I say, man, you know, thank God for the inspirational preaching of God's word. And I mean, every time I hear a good message like that, I get excited, boy. I be wanting to shout. I get to clap my hand, wave my feet, stomping my... Because, boy, I mean, I'm getting, man, inspired and excited about it. But I know some things. I know the information behind the inspiration. Because when I first started getting inspired, man, it made me go seek for some information. And when I started seeking for information, man, I started finding out, man, some things that the average believer don't know. That's why I said, man, you know, in order for you to reach your God-given destiny, it depends on the choice and decision that you make every day. And in in order for us to make the right choices and the right decisions, depends on the quality of knowledge that you have. The quality of that knowledge. The quality of that knowledge that we have. And that's what God is doing, man, from day one when Adam and Eve, them man, you know, got put out of the Garden of Eden, out of God's perfect will for their life. Everything that he been doing since then, man, was to get mankind back into it. And in the fullness of time, when the settings was right, when everything was in place, God sent his son, came himself in the person of his son, to redeem our life from that destruction that was in the wilderness and this world system that we was born and trained and brought up in, man. Oh, God. We serve a mighty God. In the fullness of time, he sent forth his son, made in the likeness of sinful man, and redeemed our life from that destruction. Crown us with loving kindness, watch this, and tender mercies. Cleansed us from all unrighteousness. And here's the icing on the cake. Wrote our names in the Lamb Book of Life and called us, man, brothers and sisters, friends. For what purpose, Arthur? So that you and I can come back, man, into Genesis chapter 1 and 2, man, and walk and talk with God in the cool of the day. And develop, man, your personal relationship with God. Develop your personal relationship with God. So that when you come together on your services on Sunday morning, your corporate experience and relationship and service to God, boy, you're talking about, man, having some church then. And not only have some church, man, you learn how to be the church. But in your personal relationship with God, you're not learning how to have church. You're learning who you are in Christ Jesus. You're learning how to be the church. I'm going to say that again. In that personal relationship, when you come back into Genesis chapter 1 and 2, you come back into the kingdom of God. Listen, your greatest focus is not on having church. And having good church and putting on good program, the greatest focus, man, is on being the church. And boy, when we learn how to be the church, what church? A church that you are, a victorious church, a church without spot or wrinkle, a glorious church, a church, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ that the gates of hell can't prevail against. You are that church. You are that church. You're becoming who you already are. I told you, this is the Father doing the work. This is what he's doing. How you know that, Arthur? Because he told me in his word, he said, if you seek first the kingdom of God, then everything else will be added unto you. What do you mean? If you seek first, man, you know, see, a lot of people seeking, man, they ain't seeking that. They ain't doing what he said. They ain't seeking first the kingdom of God. They're seeking a lot of other things, and they're good things and everything else, man, but your pride just might be a little bit out of line. What you mean you seek first the kingdom of God? If you seek first, man, what God doing? If you go out to God to find out, man, what he doing? Not what my church doing, not what my denomination doing, not what people doing, not what the world is doing, not what the politicians are doing, not what the media is doing, not what Facebook doing, not what all them, not what, if you seek first what God doing, seek it first. I guarantee you, man, he'll reveal it to you. Why it ain't being revealed, man, because you ain't seeking that. You got to seek that. You got to go after that. What that mean, man? In other words, man, what he's saying, man, you come back into a personal relationship, man, with me, and commune with me, and fellowship with me, and walk and talk with me. The whole purpose for Jesus Christ coming and dying on the cross and paying the penalty for your sin is for that purpose. So that you can come, and watch what he says, so that you can come boldly. But you know, how you come boldly to the throne of God's grace? Boldly, how you, without any sense of guilt or condemnation. You got to know that you're saved. You got to stop trying to get saved, man, and receive your gift of salvation. My wife was telling me, man, you got to, you know, part of your program, man, lead them into the Lord's Prayer. Listen, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. You know what's a greater thing? And perhaps we'll do that, but you know what's a greater thing, man? Remember, I share with you, man, that you already saved, man, and then you make up in your mind, man, when you really make up in your mind, and you call upon the name of the Lord and say, Lord, thank you for saving me. I receive it right now, Lord. And boy, when you can receive it like that, man, it's more than just saying a prayer and leading you in a prayer. A conception got to take place, man. You know, the incorruptible seed of God's word, man, got to hit that egg, man, where a conception take place, man, where you say, hallelujah. That means, man, you know, a conception that took place there. It ain't just in your intellect. It didn't hit your spirit. And those who are dead and trespassing and sin under the sound of my voice, let me tell you something, baby. You keep listening to this program, I guarantee you, man. Hey, the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the word of God, boy. Hey, one of these times, man, through the intercourse of the word of God and you, boy, that seed gonna, man, hit that egg, man, and a conception gonna take place. What conception? If you ain't saved, you're gonna receive your salvation. The Bible called it, man, being born again. What that mean? That spirit man that's on the inside of you, that might be laying dominant or dead in trespasses and sin. When they hear the good news, man, that all his sins have been forgiven, man, and that you've washed white as snow and everything, and it's a gift from God, and salvation, man, is a gift from God, and everything that God has for you is a gift from God, man. And when they hear, man, the gospel, Paul said it this way, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because it's the power of God unto salvation. What gospel are we talking about? The gospel of the kingdom. It's the power of God and the salvation. But boy, it'll reach your soul. It'll penetrate, listen, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It'll penetrate all that, man. Get down to your spirit, man, and reach your spirit, man. Get on the inside of you. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. And he's doing it, man, how? With the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the word of God. Same way he did, man, with Mary, man. That, man, the word of God came to Mary, man, and told Mary, man, that you highly favored and that you're going to have a son and he's going to save all the people from their sins, man. And, baby, that word, man, took root in her spirit and brought forth, man, a man-child, man, called Jesus the Christ. Without man, another man. How that took place, Arthur, man, is the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of God's word, man. Hey, Kubamba shot the hit our spirit, man, and brought forth, man, a child. Same thing with the gospel of the kingdom, man. That seed hit your spirit, man, and if you did in trespass and sin, it'll make you say, hey, you know what, man, God, you really do love me. You really do care about me. You really have saved me. You really will provide for me. You really will take care of me. Even in the midst of, man, what's going on in our earth today, in the midst of COVID-19 and racism and all the other mess that's going on in this world system. You mean to tell me, man, that there's an ark that you have prepared for me? And just like Noah prepared an ark, man, in the old covenant, man, and saved him and his family, man. You mean to tell me there's an ark that you have built, man, that I can come into and me and my whole house will be saved? You mean to tell me, Lord God, that I can take the blood of Jesus Christ and sprinkle it upon the doorpost of my house and me and everybody in my house can be saved? Yeah, Lord. Hey, well, Lord, let me in. I'm coming in. Hallelujah. And he'll say, come on in. It was prepared for you before the foundations of the world. He said, come on in. It's just like the prodigal son, man. You know, the Bible say when he was yet a long ways off, man, his father saw him coming, and he ran out to meet him with open arms. He didn't go out there and say, hey, why you didn't spend all your money and live this way and this and the penalty for sin and this and you're going to do it. No, he ran out to meet him, and he said, bring that robe, the robe of righteousness. Bring back that ring, huh? what man, that represent my name and who he is, man, authority. And kill a fatted calf. Listen, the fatted calf is not no any calf, but I told you that's that prime beef. That's the one, man, special one, man, for special celebration. The Bible says all the angels in heaven rejoice over one soul, man, that come into the kingdom of God. Listen, if you ain't in the kingdom of God, man, you come on in. How you come in, Arthur, man? You just come on in. I told you, man, Jesus said, I'm the door. I'm not it. I'm the door to it. I'm the way to it. I'm the life about it. And he's saying, come on in and eat off this bread, man, that I am, and this way that I am, and this life that I am, and partake of, man, all the benefits, man, that's in the kingdom. Let me share just a few. Listen to what the Bible says in the book of Psalm, man. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name, and don't forget his benefits. Hear the benefits. Who forgives all my iniquities. He didn't just stop there. And who heal all my diseases. He didn't just stop there. Who redeems my life from destruction. He didn't just stop there. Who crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercies so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. Who restores our soul with good things. Then he go on to say, man, then he bless you and your whole house. See, that's not just for you. Listen, the blessing wasn't just for Abraham. He said he blessed Abraham, then he blessed Abraham's wife, then he blessed Abraham, man, with children, with a family, and then through that family came a great nation. He blessed the nation, man. He blessed that one man because he wanted to bless every man. He blessed that one man wife because he wanted to bless every woman, man. He blessed that one man family because he wanted to bless every family. He made the nation out of that one man family and blessed that nation because he wanted to bless every nation. And let me tell you something, baby. That's what he's doing. Now, there's a lot of other things that's going on in this world system, what the devil has set up and what's going on in the world system and corona and everything else, man, that's going on. And, man, it'd be in your best interest, man, to protect yourself and be as safe as you possibly can because, boy, there's a death angel coming through the land. And, man, I told you, boy, Jesus Christ has provided a way. You mean to tell me, man, I could take the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on Calvary and sprinkle it upon the doorpost of my house, man, and me and my whole house, my family, my children, my husband, my wife, we'll be covered, we'll be protected, and the death angel, man, will pass over us? You mean to tell me we can dwell in the secret place of the Most High God under the shadow of the Almighty, and 1,000 can fall at our right hand and 10,000 at our left hand, but it can't come nigh me? Because I dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. You mean tell me you delivered me from all these nostrils and pestilence and plagues and everything that's upon the earth right now? Yeah, you mean tell me, man, you know I can come in that place, man, and he'll give his angels charge over me, and they'll keep me, man, in all my ways, even from, man, stomping my foot against a stone? Yeah. You can come back into the man God's perfect will for your life. But if you want to wander around in the wilderness, and if you want to die in the wilderness, listen, those people who died in the wilderness, they were saved. They wasn't in Egypt. But a lot of them died in the wilderness and never went across the Jordan River into their inheritance. Ah, Lord, this is what the kingdom ministry of God, like I told you, boy, God told me a long time ago, you my little Joshua. 40 years ago, you, I didn't know who you're talking about, what he meant and everything else. But I found out, man, that the Joshua that you're talking about is a Joshua that led God's people out of the wilderness, cross the Jordan River into the inheritance. Hey, God raised me up. I'm going to tell you some things in the weeks to come, Lord. Listen, it's coming. I'm prophesied now. Listen, in just a few more months, during the election month, during November, going to be, man, 40 years. Let me share a little bit with you. Almost 40 years. November the 2nd, 1980, almost 40 years ago, I was coming from Houston, Texas, man, back to Louisiana, man, a car full of drugs. I told you I was a drug dealer. And I wasn't listening to no Christian program, man. I had my mind on my money and my money on my mind. I was doing my thing. Thought I was. Had my music playing, man, driving in my fine car, wearing my fine clothes and everything else, and thought I had it going on. November the 2nd, listening to a man's secular music. They jam. I'm jamming. And every Sunday night on that station, from 10 o'clock to 10:15, they do a religious program. It's a secular radio station I was listening to. But every Sunday, from 10 o'clock to 10:15 p.m. at night, they would do, man, a religious program. I'll never forget it. And that religious program came on, man, and I was just listening to it. And, man, I don't know who it was that was speaking, and I don't remember the whole message, but I do remember this here. He was talking about, man, the descendants of Abraham. And when he was talking about the descendants of Abraham, he was explaining that he wasn't talking about, man, just, you know, the physical descendants of Abraham. He was talking about he explained about the spiritual descendants of Abraham. And then in that, man, he made it clear that, man, you know, the spiritual descendants, man, you know, was the one, man, that was really, man, the chosen one, the saved one. Not just, man, because they was a physical descendant of Abraham, but they all, man, you know, in the family of God. No, it was, anyway, man, you know, and at that time, man, you know, it made me pray a simple prayer. I say, Lord, I don't know if you're real or not. Because, see, in that, when I heard that, and when it explained to it, it quickened in my spirit, and the Lord spoke to my heart and said, hey, sinner, you're on your way to hell. Boy, that got my attention. And I prayed a simple prayer. I said, Father God, I don't know if you're real or not. I've been hearing about you all my life. All my life, I'm a little bitty boy, man, I'm brought up in the church and everything else, but I don't know if you're real or not. When I got a certain age, man, 14, 15 years old, smelling my little old man, you know, got away from the church. That's why the Bible say, train up a child in the way he should go, and man, when he get old, he might depart, but it's in him. I never forget, boy, Mother Johnson. Well, let me tell you, I only had some mentor, but all the mentors I ever had, that's the greatest one of them all. I remember when I was a little bitty boy, that woman instilled in me 91st song. Well, she had a children's church, man. And all the children go there, boy, and I'm talking about she was strict, baby. You couldn't go there any kind of way. You couldn't, girls couldn't wear no pants, none of that. But, baby, she put on the inside of us the word of God. And one thing she instilled in us, boy, that 91st song. In John 3:16. See, I mean, she drilled that on the inside of us, especially that 91st song. And, man, I never could get away from that. Even when I was out in the world, even when I was doing my thing, man, that she had instilled in me and my mom them had instilled in me, man, her and my mother them, man, they're spiritual women, and they put on the inside of me, man, the word of God. Anyway, man, you know, and I got a little bit over age, man, I got to the point, man, where I didn't even believe in God no more. I called him the white man God and all kinds of stuff like that, you know. And, boy, I was out doing my thing. And I grew up and finished school and left here, man, started selling drugs and everything else and doing, going back and forth. Anyway, continue to make a long story short, man, you know, on November the 2nd, 1980, on a Sunday night, 10 o'clock at night, man, I heard a program, spiritual program, on the radio. That's why, man, you know, coming in the next few months, boy, that's why I'm on this radio now. Because that program on the radio that was talking about, man, the kingdom of God, man, saved my life. Brought me into a personal relationship, man, with the Most High God, man, through a radio broadcast. Saved me. I didn't get down to go down to the altar. I didn't repeat no prayers, you know. I didn't do none of that, man. I'm talking about a radio broadcast. Boy, when I think, man, and 40 years later, God put me on the radio and do the same thing, man, that somebody under the sound of my voice, boy, that the word of God, man, that flowed through me under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, man, would touch somebody's life, somebody's heart, somebody's soul, man, and boy, they will come on into the kingdom of God, man, and man, get back into Eden and start living, man, the way God intended for us to live and bring glory and honor to his name. What you mean, bring manifestation, man, to his word? The people not only just hear what we say, boy, but they see it. And our words are not just enticing words of our knowledge and wisdom, but it's in demonstration and in power. For what purpose? So that the faith of the hearers don't stand in the wisdom of man, but boy, they know God for themselves. Because when I came home after that incident, that experience, that personal encounter that I had with the Lord, man, I didn't join church. I didn't seek out the pastoralship. But I knew, man, my life had changed and everything else, but I didn't know what I did. I went to the Word of God. Because, boy, I wanted to feel that again. God brought me into His presence and started speaking to my heart. And, boy, from that day, man, until now, man, everything that I've been doing to get back into that place, and to feel that way, the way I felt then. Back, ain't no words can explain, man. From that time, I didn't know then, but from that time then, man, God was translating me out of the kingdom of darkness over into the kingdom of His dear Son, the kingdom of light. And as I began to read the Word and study the Word and read the Word and study the Word day after day after day after day, and from 1980 all the way to now. Well, now, man, I just do like them cows do, like I tell you earlier. I just meditate in it day and night, man. God, I done read this book over and 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 over. And I don't say nothing to hype myself up or nothing like that, man. I'm just telling you, man, about the grace of God and the goodness of God, man, and what God did in my life, man, through a radio broadcast, and what I believe with all my heart that God going through the lives of many through this radio broadcast, man. Bring you, man, back into, boy, His presence. Well, man, you can come boldly to His presence, come boldly to His throne, and obtain mercy and find grace to help you in your time of need. What you doing, Arthur? Man, I'm just allowing the Holy Spirit to lay down a foundation in our lives, man, and let us know, boy, who our God really is, what we can do, who we really are, what we really have, and what we really can do. You really can come boldly to the throne of God's grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help you in your time of need. But when you come, you got to come like He say. How? You got to come boldly. What you mean boldly? You got to come, man, with confidence and assurance, man, and faith, man. And the only way you can come with that in that kind of way, you got to know some things, man. You got to have faith in that, man, that you can come boldly to His throne. You got to have faith that, man, I'm talking about you, the head and not the tail. You got to have faith in all that. And the only way you can have faith in all that, you got to hear it and hear it and hear it and hear it. Let me tell you something, baby. I don't know why I'm going this way now, but let me. It don't matter what come my way. I know that 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 everything is all right, baby. I remember my mother told me, man, a few years ago, quite many years ago, man. She said the Lord told her, "How would you feel if you knew everything was all right?" And she said, when He spoke that to her heart, she said she stopped and meditated in it a while. And she said, her little finite mind, because, man, she began to just spin just, a tab of it. She said, her little man, he couldn't even fathom, man, you know. And then, man, she said, the Lord told her, man, well, feel that way then. Let me say that again. He asked her, he said, how would you feel if you knew everything was all right? I remember she said, Lord, I feel. And she started trying to describe how she would feel, you know. And then God told her, well, feel that way then. And boy, when she was telling me that, man, that went off on the inside of me like a neon light. It was like God speaking it to me. And ever since then, man, it don't matter what come my way, baby. I know that 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 everything is all right, man. And listen, not only in my life, I know that 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 everything is all right in your life too. I know that He who have begun a good work on the inside of us, He going to complete it. He's not a man that He should lie. If He said it, He going to do it. If He spoke it, He going to bring it to pass. And He said, man, listen, I'm going to create y'all in my image and my likeness, and y'all going to have dominion then over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle. That's all the things that come from the earth, over all the earth. If He said it, He going to do it. If He spoke it, it's coming to pass. And boy, our lives are hid in Him. And come what may upon this, right, man. I'm talking about, boy, the plan and the purpose and the destiny and the thoughts and that God has for us, man, ain't no devil in hell, ain't no circumstance, ain't no situation, ain't no symptom can ever alter that that have gone forth out of His mouth. I'm going to read some scripture in closing to you, you know. Oh, I'm going to quote it for the sake of time. In 1 John John said this. He said, that which was from the beginning, that which we have seen, that which our hands have handled of the word of life, man, that's what we declare unto you. Listen to this. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. I told you it's the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us through the Son. That which and was manifested unto us, that which we have seen and heard, that which we have seen and heard, that which we have seen and heard, that's what we declare unto you. That you also may have fellowship with us. Watch this. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you so that your joy might be full. Now this then is the message that we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Listen, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, then we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with him and with one another. And the blood of Jesus, Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sins. If we say that we have no sins, then we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have no sin, then we make him a lie. In other words, God knows, man, that you got problems in your life and sin in your life. The word of life. Jesus said that, Paul said that, he said, watch what he said. That which was from the beginning, not in the beginning. That which was from the beginning. In Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And then chapter 3, it tell you, man, about the fall of man. Let me show you something else. Let me read something else to you. Let me show you something, man, that's before Genesis chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. I'm going to read that in your hearing. Listen to what Ephesians chapter 1 says. Just to bring clarity and put some water on the thing that I've been sharing with you. Listen to what Ephesians chapter 1 says. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, now he's telling who he's writing to the saints which are at Ephesus, now I'm talking about you now, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Listen to his greetings. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Watch this. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings